Our topic today is, what is sin? If we go to God's Word, certainly we find out very quickly why the discussion of sin is important. First of all, in Romans 3:23, we learn that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And then in Romans 6:23, we learn that the wages of sin is death. So, what is sin? Well, Isaiah long ago in Isaiah 59 and verse 2 said that sin separates us from God. Now, why is that? Well, it's because, as we read in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 17, that all unrighteousness is sin. If you and I know who God is, and certainly we do, if we love Him and we want to do His will, we understand that that which is found in His Word, which is His will, the pure, the perfect, the right Word of God, then certainly it is righteous. So all unrighteousness would be that which is contrary to God, and thus sin. So when we think about sin, it's when we break the will of God or we do not do those things that we find in Scripture that God has commanded of us. Perhaps one of the best passages that we find about sin and really whose responsibility it is and whose fault it is over in the book of James. If you have your Bibles, you might want to turn there as we look in chapter 1 together. In verse 13, it says, Let no one say when he sins or is tempted that he is tempted of God. The first thing that we find here is that God does not tempt. Why? It says there he cannot be tempted with evil, nor does he tempt anyone. Now, at times we read about God testing people to encourage them, but not tempting them so that they would fall. So what is sin? Verse 14 continues, but each man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. What is it that sin brings about? An enticement. When those temptations come and those things that are contrary to the will of God come our way, it states here that we are enticed by our own desires. Verse 15 adds this, then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. Notice here that sin is the outcome of our desires. And basically we could say are our uncontrolled desires because of things that we want and think and that we really contemplate in this life that are not of God or not from God. He also ends in verse 15 by saying, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. You see, the results of sin again is death. But sin is not God's fault. Sin is not even really the tempter's fault, which is generally perceived as Satan, who puts those things before us. Sin is our fault. We know better. We know what God wants in His Word, but yet when we choose to break His will and we do not do what He has said, we are doing unrighteousness, and therefore we are guilty of sin because of our own desires. And when we allow sin to continue in our lives, then we will die in sin. Now, what is the great reward? What is the great promise? What is the great hope through Jesus? That because of the shed blood, we can be conquerors over sins, washed in His blood, and found pure, righteous, and holy as those who are faithful and obedient to the cause of Christ.